Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Former Tennessee Congressman and former Vice President Al Gore is back in Nashville this weekend discussing climate science and solutions. He started a multi-day workshop last night, speaking to a crowd downtown. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports Gore's message was as stark as ever.
The past 3 years have been the hottest on record on Earth. Rainstorms, heat waves, and wildfires have intensified. And last year, global climate pollution reached a record high. Gore brought widespread attention to the climate crisis through his 2006 documentary, An Inconvenient Truth. 20 years on, he says Earth's atmosphere is trapping heat far faster than solutions are being deployed.
We're putting another 175 million tons up there today, up there being in that thin blue line that is the shell surrounding our planet. And it's trapping as much extra heat every day as would be released by 750,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding on the Earth every day. It's insane.
Gore says progress on stopping warming in recent decades has been slower than he expected, especially since people know how to solve climate change. The key difference now, he says, is that the solutions to get off fossil fuels have never been easier or cheaper to do. Government's willing. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Video of an ICE operation in Antioch this week sparked questions about the presence of Metro Police on the scene. ICE spent several hours at an apartment complex on Wednesday. Local organizers began protesting their presence early in the morning and alerting other neighbors. Metro Police say they received a call in the early afternoon saying somebody had been struck by an ICE vehicle. Police say the officers did not know about the immigration enforcement operation until they arrived on the scene. When they got there, police say, nobody was injured, but a small crowd had gathered and ICE's operation was in progress. Southeast Precinct Commander Carlos Lara said in a press release their objective shifted to keeping ICE agents and protesters separate. Lara says MNPD did not participate in the operation, but did keep protesters from interfering while also protecting their right to protest.